My dad, as far as the CCTV footage is concerned, went out for a walk on Friday night, last Friday, at about 6 o'clock in the evening. And he walked up towards the shops with another resident that stays there. The resident that was with him walked into a shop and opened the door for him. And he said he wasn't coming in and he was going for a walk. And that's pretty much the last we've seen of him. If he's walked and walked and walked, there's only so far he can have got, and I think there's only really three routes out of Portsmouth that you can go anyway. So we've been concentrating on the main roads. It's unlike him to leave the beaten track. So we should be on a main road if he's still wandering. So we've tried to cover every area. This is me and my friends and all sorts of people that have been helping me out, which has been fantastic. So we've gone up the A27 and visited all the pubs and the shops and the small towns there. We've done the A259 all the way up towards Bosham. And done all the pubs and shops, Emsworth, etc. there. And we've also headed up the A3 towards Waterlooville, and we've looked in every place and put flyers up everywhere. Everyone's been brilliant. They've just said, yes, no problem. Up in the window it goes, with the flyers and the posters. It's one of these things that I try not to dwell on, because the more you think about it, obviously the more upsetting it gets, because in my head, if he's not happy, he's out there somewhere and he's scared and he's confused. Especially with the weather as it is at the moment, with it tipping down with rain. But I'm kind of hoping as well, from a positive point of view, that if it is tipping down with rain, it might have forced him inside. And if he's inside, he's more likely to be noticed as not being quite right. If he's just wandering the streets, he's, I hate to say it, he's quite generic old man looking. He's just a cheerful old man having a walk. But as soon as he's pushed inside and somebody talks to him, they will notice very quickly. He'll be repeating himself. He won't know where he is. He's probably going to look quite dirty by now. He'll be noticeable. If there's anything that you can do or anything that you can think of, don't think in your head, oh, that's silly, it'll never work. It will. Chucking posters out there has been brilliant. There's been a couple of local printers who I am going to name drop, Bishop's Printers in Hilsey, and Stanbury Chameleon in Gosport, that have just, they've printed out so many flyers for us. And there's A4 versions and A5 versions, which have just been turning up here. As you can see, I've only got a few left. People are just coming, they're getting them, and they're disappearing with them and they're getting around. So just keep your eyes peeled. If you see anything, get in touch with the police on 101, and it's David Barrett. Just tell them that you think you've seen him and they will send someone out there.